A new administration is coming. It brings lots of unknowns and lots of changes and lots of new directions. And I know it's coming because the news media and the social media keep telling me. But I know that another new administration is coming too, because John the Baptist says so, and the Advent season is telling me. And John says that this new administration is going to bring lots of unknowns and changes too, and lots of new directions. Right now, we're digesting massive analyses with the recounts and everything of who elected the incoming Washington administration. But how about John the Baptist? Who elected him? The Holy Spirit, that's who. He was elected to present God's platform, which is God is sending someone who will enact both sides of God's judgment. He'll define what is righteous and what is wrong. John is chairing the transition team for this new administration. He stands out there in the wilderness, which in Palestine is about as far as you can, removed as you can get from the current administration of Herod's court. And he proclaims a Messiah who will come with an administration based on God's justice, a Messiah that will be endowed with God's spirit of wisdom and the understanding of God's will, and who will judge with righteousness. So John calls those who hear him to help prepare for this transition, and they're to do it by repenting. If you want to serve in this new administration, he says, you'll need to radically reorient your behavior and your way of thinking, because this administration from heaven is being inaugurated now. And you don't get a vote to bring it in, and you can't flee to Canada to get away from it. You're going to have to live with it and be either for it or against it. And if you want to be for it, repent. No wiggle room with John. Repentance, the word, means turning around, starting over, taking another direction, choosing a new course. And intentionally changing means calling into question the value or rightness of your current behavior. For example, New Year's resolutions, that's a form of repentance. For instance, you may question your sedentary habits, repent of them, and turn to a program of exercise. It's not that you were doing anything wrong by sitting in your cubicle and working hard, but more it's changing what you see with new eyes as right and important and necessary for you, and therefore do things differently. The people who came to John and were immersing themselves in the Jordan were reorienting themselves for a new vision of what God's administrative reign was going to look like under the leadership of Jesus Messiah, with judgment based not on keeping rules, but on forgiveness and mercy, a righteousness of total dependence on the love of God. They come into the wilderness, which is symbolic of Israel's history of a place where they had to be totally dependent on God for food and water and for basic survival. And those who came to John for baptism were saying again, I want to depend on God the way we used to. I want to depend on God and turn to God for forgiveness, and I want to live in God's light. Perhaps you came here to the font for just that this morning. And Jesus says to these faithful people who tried to please God by carefully observing all the laws of the Torah, and everything that was required, he says, change is necessary. They've come because they feel that no matter how hard they try to do this on their own, their actions are out of step with God's deep desire for peace and equity for all people. And John affirms that awareness. You brood of vipers, he says, you children of snakes. You have the same self-centered motivations and orientations offered by that snake in the Garden of Eden. You want to be God and in control of deciding what's right and what's wrong. And that's the sin that each of us brings here this morning. The sin that by being here you show you're aware of and that you're repenting of. The people who came to John were uncomfortably aware that the Torah checklist just wasn't enough to be right with God. They suffered from the same awareness that brings you to worship each Sunday, that we're all children of that original snake, and we need help from the outside to change. We confess that it's only by the power of the Holy Spirit that we'll be able to speak and do God's will, to cooperate with God's transition team. And the awareness that God needs to cut out of us is everything that tells us that we're in control. And that awareness is what we call repentance. And as people living in that repentance, the world will see new actions motivated by our new orientation towards God's reign and God's administration. And that's what John means by bearing fruit worthy of repentance. Your life shows your change. So your job this Advent is to ask yourself, what needs to be cut out? What's the chaff in your life that's getting in the way of your bearing fruit? This picture of Jesus coming with a fork and tearing things apart and doing radical surgery on us and burning up all the part that doesn't work, that kind of doesn't fit our usual narrative about God as a king, or as baby Jesus, or Jesus, my friend who loves me. That's not what we really like anticipating, someone who's going to be disruptive. Most Christians are used to experiencing Jesus as a purveyor of grace and of love for all people, gentle Jesus, meek and mild. But it's because he loves us that Jesus is constantly pruning and sifting us, challenging us to be always examining and questioning both our faith and our practice. It's by questioning, by asking God, what does this mean? By examining our practice, that we mature as Christians. And so I invite you into that challenge by asking you today to choose just one element in your life of which you would like to repent, that is, to change the direction. And fix this Advent time as a time to do that. Is there an unhealthy relationship that you'd like to repair or address? Can you imagine using your time differently or toward better ends? Is there some habit or practice that you might take up that would produce more abundant life for you or those around you? This is a new church year in the church calendar. Choose one of those things you were thinking about. Choose one thing to repent of and resolve to try and do that with the help of God. And now for our life together. Can you identify one element of our communal life that needs repentance? And can you think of how you could contribute to that? Could you spend more time volunteering at a local charitable agency? Could you make an additional donation? Can you get to know someone who's quite different from you, ethnically or politically or generationally, who's in your community? And therefore try to build a more robust community. Can you identify one communal issue and begin to pray for it daily? Open to how God might direct your time and actions to contribute to the change. Make a change. Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Be part of God's transition team for the kingdom that is drawing near. And while your fruit is maturing, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that empowered John and Jesus and now you, and for which we can say, thanks be to God. Amen.